God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, we're still in the doctrine of the eternal state. Sorry about that. I had to get my right notes out here. I screwed up. That's not unusual. Just a second. I picked up some other papers off my desk. Okay. Some recipes I ran off on the table. All right, let's take the usual time to secure the filling ministry of God the Holy Spirit. We have a quick way to get ourselves back in fellowship. It is imperative that you maintain this discipline during the teaching of the Word of God. You maintain the filling ministry of God the Holy Spirit so that you can be encouraged and informed with regard to the topic at hand. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you do for us, and what you have given us in your word, and the great hope that we have for our future in these dark and dismal times. Bless this Bible class to that end, in Jesus' name, amen. Before we get to it, someone wrote into this Prophecy and End Times website and asked the question, I've been taught that the last trumpet, Paul says is blown at the rapture, is the final trumpet of Rosh Hashanah. If this is true, then the rapture can only happen at one time a year. Is this true, or can the rapture happen any time? Now, this is their comments on it. And there is some informative information, and then at the end he blows it. Let's begin with some background on the Jewish practice of blowing trumpets during their festivals. The type of trumpet used in Rosh Hashanah, by the way, Rosh Hashanah means top of the year. It'd be, in our terms, New Year, the Jewish New Year. Is a ram's horn, a shofar, that is blown during the feast, but the horn can also be called a trumpet. In fact, Jews commonly called the event the Feast of Trumpets for that very reason. During the feast, the trumpet is blown a total of 100 times, with the final horn blast lasting much longer than the first 99 blasts. This final blast pictures the trumpet sound, which will announce the rapture of the church, which Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians 15. By the way, the trumpet blast associated with the rapture is not to be confused with the trumpet judgments of the trib. Rather, it is associated with the final horn blast of the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Rosh Hashanah is a shadow or picture of the rapture, but we err if we try to mix too many things. And he goes off on the picture God has given us with the reality it represents. Specifically, all seven of the Jewish feasts were given to the nation of Israel to picture various aspects of God's redemptive plan. Well, that's not true. Six of them do. The spring cycle, Passover, of course, is related to the cross, the day of Christ's crucifixion. First fruits, which followed on Sunday, that one's on Friday, which follows on Sunday, typifies his resurrection from the dead. Then there is, of course, and on the Sunday, we start a seven-day feast period called Unleavened Bread. Unleavened Bread does not picture anything that I know of a prophetic significance. In the spring, there are four feasts. And then we jump from, we'll go for first fruits, we jump 50 days ahead, and we come to a feast called Pentecost, which we know, and everybody that's a dispensationalist knows, begins the church age. It's that simple. Then there's nothing until we hit sometime, based on the difference in calendar, September. This year, it's the 7th. And then, of course, there is, and then he goes on, say, and he says something completely wrong here. He says, for example, one day each year Jews celebrate the Day of Atonement, which also is a picture of the trib. Wrong. That's wrong. Atonement, a one-day feast, does not picture the seven-year tribulation. It is a picture of the Jews coming before Jesus Christ in remorse. It's taught in the Bible. It was a very solemn day, because it had to do with all the sins of the previous year, and it was called the Day of Atonement. It was cleaning the slate, as it were, typically, for that year. And it comes after the end of the tribulation. Events right after the tribulation include the judgment of the Jews, surviving people out of the trib. They fall into two categories. You can read about it in Ezekiel chapter 34 for your homework. And he brings the Jews before him, and he separates them from the sheep and the goats. And you know what goats are. They're unbelievers. Then he does the same thing with the Gentile survivors of the tribulation and separates them into those who survive the trib as believers and those who survive the trib as an unbeliever. The unbelievers will be baptized in fire and destroyed instantly. And the survivors will be told to inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. So the Day of Atonement does not refer to the tribulation. So he goes on to say, however, the trib will last 7 years, but the Day of Atonement is only a single day. The picture points to real. And then at the bottom of this, he obfuscates, backpedals, and undermines everything he said up to this point. Obviously, it would be a mistake to assume that tribulation will only last one. Okay. Likewise, it is wrong to assume the rapture must occur on the very same calendar day as the Feast of Trumpets, simply because the feast pictures the reality of the rapture. What? Having said this, it's certainly possible the rapture will occur on the same calendar day as the Feast of Trumpets, but is no more likely than any other day. So, thanks for all the help, the guy that wrote in. And of course, I'm completely comfortable with the idea that the church age began on a feast and it will end on one, and then the trip cranks up. Period. How can you miss that? Well, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that all these prophetic theologians and all the books and all the stuff they've written, I would have thought that they would have stumbled on. Maybe one of them did somewhere, but not in my library that I've come across. And I studied the best, as I consider to be, the best dispensationalist teachers, pre-trib, all that. That's that. If you're in a really good mood and want to have a downer, this is typical of articles that you'll find on rents.com. Now, obviously, again, I don't recommend every, you know that. These are written by largely unbelievers, probably, and certainly by people that do not have any orientation to what you and I are oriented to, our place and time in the angelic conflict. But I just want to give you an example of the kind of stuff. This is another reason why I'm thinking, because the bad news is this. If the rapture doesn't occur on this Rosh Hashanah, in that time frame, then you can wait another 7 years. That's the bad news. The thing is, I believe, again, that the rapture will occur on a seven cycle. The 69th week of years ended and that's the year in Daniel's seven sevens that Jesus was crucified. He was born on the 64th of the 1 through 70. 69, it's like a pause button is hit, but the sequencing of seven didn't stop, so that when the trib starts up, it will be a seven count. I hope you understand that. Here's some of the articles. And that this, again, illustrates to me why things are so far gone that it isn't funny. Alarming study confirms vaxxers will face horrific, catastrophic, antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, injuries and deaths. Dr. Fleming, mRNA, and then DNA, kill shots, are self-replicating and turn people into spike protein factories, drowning them in endless bioweapons. Until death do they part. Text of H.R. is the law, H.R. 4980 DHS, to force anyone flying in the U.S. or arriving at an airport of a territory of the U.S. is fully vaxxed / genocide getting worse. DHS, national terrorism threat, different subject. Advisory bulletin, not a word about Antifa or BLM terrorists. Not a word. Actress Sally Kirkland, after Moderna vax, quote, I have never in my 79 years experienced this level of pain. Tucker, each one of these different. We are led by buffoons. They couldn't even secure a single runway. Talking about Afghanistan. The fiasco. Next article. 40,000 Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. Continue. Former CIA analyst blasts Biden's speech. We sent Biden plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened. Chechen leader reminds the world that just as bin Laden was a U.S. intel op, so are ISIS and the Taliban. War is big money for the deep state. Next article, America is a failed nation state. Next article, water shortage crisis. Hoover Dam is at record low water level. And this is Lake Mead and these other lakes. They show pictures of this. It's ridiculous. And so there's water rationing coming to these people. They can't irrigate, blah, blah, blah. These fires are just going nuts. There's one just blew up outside Sacramento, the capital. People are being evacuated by the tens of thousands. Utilities are shut down. What do you think? And one big rainstorm could end it. Then they'd have mudslides like they're having one city there in Nevada by the mountains. It just mud is everywhere. We had a mini monsoon in Oklahoma City, Brenda told me the other day when it rained an inch at our house. It just dropped 3 inches of rain just like nobody's business. All this stuff's cranking up. We're blessed here. Another one, DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, if you know what that was secretly developing the mRNA vaccine years ago before Moderna as they seek permanent control of your body. Next article, our species is being genetically modified. Humanity's march towards total extinction, question. Analysis of the microbiome and the virome, what those are. Next, Navy commander warns, catastrophic national security from mandatory military vax plan. Vax injuries could decimate our entire military, leaving the U.S. extremely vulnerable. Then this is a different one. You know what the CDC is, Center for Disease Control, God help us, in Atlanta. He calls the director, Libtard Director Walensky, who calls herself a doctor, refuses to admit that only women can get pregnant. There's your woke. Enraged mom says, that's another shot, Pfizer, P-H-I-Z-E-R, lethal injection killed her daughter in just 5 hours. And other reports of rapid death surface. Mass murder. John just told me about visiting a chiropractor, and then the chiropractor told him about a hematologist here in the city who's a nurse who got a shot, a nurse got a shot, and they're seeing all kinds of weird stuff going on in the blood he's never seen before. And that a metal thing can be placed up here where the shot is, and it sticks there like it's magnetized. I saw a picture of that, too, with a guy with a knife and fork on his forearm like that. Now, what's wrong with these people? There are doctors out there that are warning people about this kill shot. and this evil that is going on at this level. Now, there's other articles about we're going to make life difficult for the non-vaxxed. And they're suggesting all this viciousness. So, again, another reason to be informed and be in prayer and protect yourself and your family from this evil, and don't be herd-bound, run into things out of fear. That's what they want. This is going on worldwide, this type of approach. All right. Let me get my page. I got them out of order here. All right, Jack, just a second. That's what I get for not being careful here. I wasn't careful. Okay. We had the situation. We saw that God will perpetuate the divine institutions during this time. We gave details with regard to the earth and the New Jerusalem. We saw that God's original plan in the Garden of Eden. I'm missing a point here. I'm missing point 7 and 8. Do you have it? Can somebody get it for me? I got it. Never mind. We are on point, we were in point 6 on this. Point 6. Death will no longer be a factor in the eternal phase. 1 Corinthians 15:26, Revelation 21:4. We won't even talk about death. I don't even know if we'll remember it that much. But we won't be talking about it. It won't be a consideration. And that is based on the fact that, obviously, resurrected saints from the dispensations, excluding the millennium, will be in a resurrection body that matches the one Jesus Christ has. Both Jews and Gentiles will exist in either resurrection body or natural bodies. The natural bodies are exactly what Adam and Eve had before the fall. Faith will exist in the millennium, but faith is not an issue in the eternal state. We don't have to faith rest anything. We have to exercise faith. Our faith is completely sight. L, men are required to make the adjustments to God during the 1,000 years, but not in the day of God. As I told you last time, those particular group of believers who are brought over from the eternal, from the millennial state, from Earth 1, brought over to Earth 2, will have a cleansing of their genetics with regard to their STA and regard to their aging gene. Millennial saints who may die will undergo resurrection so they can enter the eternal state and participate in the nations who come to Jerusalem. 9. Nations do homage and bring gifts to Christ ruling in Jerusalem during the 1,000 years. And there will be something similar going on in the eternal phase, whatever all that means, that they will bring their glory into the city, with a constant entourage of people coming and going in the eternal state. The eternal state will witness no rebellion or negative volition, such as will occur in the transitional phase of the kingdom of God. God's very throne will be on earth, while in the millennium era, the throne of David will be occupied by Christ, the son of David. In eternity, they will be combined, and they will exist like they do now in the third heaven. They will be established in the New Jerusalem. The Father's throne remains in the third heaven during the 1,000 years. The eternal state is a very ramped up version of the 1,000 years, to say the least. STA and death genes eradicated in the eternal state. while longevity is increased in the millennium. I didn't give all the verses on that, but anyone who dies before they reach 100 is considered in the millennium to be a negative factor. Final observations. Resuscitation is never a problem for God, as He does it, do it as late as the return of the two witnesses. The humanity propagating forever is apparently not a problem, as that was God's intention when He placed Adam and Eve in the garden and granted them procreative powers to have children, and they have children and perpetuate this. Without anybody, everybody grows up and becomes mature physically, but they would have never grown old. That's a part of the curse. And that in the millennium, it won't be negated, but it'll be modified. To what extent, I do not know. Reversing the negative psychological aspects of original sin is not out of the question if God created the dynamic in the first place. A superior form of humanity coexisting with an inferior form of humanity is not a problem, as it clearly so exists during the millennial phase. People who balked on this doctrine, they should have realized God had that situation going on during the millennium. And with the evidence that I gave you for the healing of the nations, the leaves, that gets rid of the STA. It'll cleanse them of it. Could God make a plant with that kind of dynamic? You bet. I gave you that verse out of Ezekiel where even in the millennium, the river coming out from the temple there. By the way, the temple there would be located in a different location. But the river coming out of that produces this phenomenal trees with this fruit and everything. And if there's any illnesses of any kind, these leaves will be for their healing of a condition, a physical condition that might exist. I mean, people will have health like you can't even believe. Unlike today, where there are so many poisons and things that have been sold to us as good for us, that people consume like crazy, a believer ought to check and look at, although I don't spend a bunch of time on it, a believer ought to spend some time thinking about what you put in your body. I don't care if they have big fancy ads all over TV, show young people drinking the stuff. What do you expect them to do? Show people their physical wrecks drinking it? What you typically see? Of course not. They sold us artificial sweeteners, cancer-causing things, kills rodents. These things should have never been put in our circulation in our lives. But this is just the tip of a big iceberg. All mankind will have access to God, His throne, which will fulfill God's desire to dwell among His people. It was done in part in Israel with the most holy place and the Shekinah glory. But God dwelling among His people, and all these people are His people. God will literally shine on everyone, as all will live in the light of His perfect essence. Yes, there's all kinds of unanswered questions. You have to get there to get those answered. We just have a deal of, I don't want to call it, I will call it, a teaser of how great this all is going to be. However great your life is down here, and for a lot of people in our world today, their lives are being turned inside out. They don't have normal cosmos things now, because of what's going on with these manufactured pandemics and all this other stuff that's going on. People are going to be amazed at the amount of misery that's perpetuated around the earth, and it's directly related to these people at the top. Their plan is to make us kind of machines, put all this into it so it doesn't kill us. outright, because they do want to reduce the earth's population. Isn't this purely satanic? Think purely satanic. Think purely satanic. Let's turn everything on its head that God has set up. Let's attack every divine institution and everything that's good. I'm not trying to bum you out. I'm just telling you. In the last days, the dark side is given a big leash that had been frustrated to a certain degree under that phrase, the mystery of lawlessness. And Paul says, in his day, is already at work. These are individuals that don't like marriage. They don't like the divine institutions. They don't like any of this that's right. They want to control the world and do their thing. And they're into all kinds of viciousness. It's just unbelievable. I have to report it. There's mass trafficking of people for nefarious reasons. Children all over the place. And it couldn't happen if the authorities were doing their job. But they're involved. Occasionally a person speaks out. They can't stand it anymore. That people with sin natures will initially enter the eternal state is not a problem if God lets Satan come before the throne in heaven. Satan, some concluding verses in our conclusion of this doctrine. With the eternal phrase will come about the prayer petition in its fullest form. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Peter's speech on the day of Pentecost spoke of times of refreshing. I'm really amazed at what Peter was able to crank out of his mouth within a 50-day period from the time when he had denied Christ and all the rest of it and came around spiritually. I know he's inspired by God the Holy Spirit. But he's talking about the plan of God in that speech on the day of Pentecost. For the royal family, we have Ephesians 2:7. So that in the ages to come, is God going to run out of things that will entertain us? If you want to use the word entertain, stimulate us? Is he going to run out of ideas? No. It's going to be an eternal adventure. It isn't going to be some mundane, more of the same, as great as that is. It's going to be, it says here, that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing grace of his riches and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. And to the churches, of Revelation 2:7, to him that overcomes, believer, I will grant permission to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise, New Jerusalem of God. And Revelation 3:12, he overcomes. That all that has to do there is be saved. Now, the other one where you have to overcome and keep my works, that's for the crown. I will make him a pillar. A pillar in buildings, and of course in the ancient world, they had these pillars, the Greek temples and various things. These pillars have stood for thousands of years. The Parthenon. Oh yeah, there's some deterioration. You'd expect that. But they knew how to build stuff. A pillar indicates a permanent feature. Something isn't going anywhere. I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God. And the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God, and my new name. You can add all those up. Now, that may not seem like much to people, but it's going to be very special. Final observations. Heaven above, as is hell below, is a temporary place to be replaced with eternal happiness for God's people on a new earth as related to a new city, the New Jerusalem. Those in heaven, in their souls, are currently under semi-ultimate sanctification. They left their bodies behind. They're in a grave. And they're soon going to be brought up out of them. This is going to get really fun. I mean, I sit around and think, it's just staggering. These people out here can play all this. God's going to break up their party. I mean, break it up big time. And I don't care what level of they're in society, however rich, however powerful, whatever they're doing, they're going to get slapped with this. Slapped big time. Now, obviously, Jesus Christ controls history. He's bringing everything along. But as in the day of Moses and Aaron, the party's over. The party and you're running around is over. I feel for people out there. I don't hate any of you, those that are listening. I don't. Wake up. Make the salvation adjustment. Start learning something. Start praying. Because things aren't going to get better. This is the new normal, they call it. The new abnormal. At the highest level. I would have never guessed that we would have embraced some of the things that we are publicly embracing at the federal level and the state level. And in the institutions of higher education, colleges, universities, all this woke stuff, all this just bizarre stuff, and the promotion of communism. We don't care about our Constitution anymore. They just take an oath and then do what they want to do. It goes on and on. The new earth under the eternal regime will experience a never-ending human race, as far as I can tell, as God's original intention in the garden will be realized. We'll have it both ways. Apart from the person and work of Jesus Christ, none of this would be possible. Lord Jesus Christ restores fully what Adam forfeited, in all ways. And look what he went through to make this possible for us. Rejection. I get comfort from that. At the end, who all were gathered around him and just on the human level being supportive? None of his disciples. They all went into hiding. But they got grace. They popped back. He knew what he was doing. They were forgiven. But he walked this by himself. He had no significant support from the outside. And he's the Son of God. And he proved to himself day in and day out with all of his miracles that benefited all these people. And he gave them a heads up about the necessity of going to the cross. And they just imploded. But that's God's grace towards believers who fail. They get another day. And for his disciples and others, they came out like gangbusters. When it finally all of it settled, they had their own ideas the way things ought to be and go. That he's just going to be this victorious Messiah that's going to deliver us from all these nasty Romans and make everything wonderful. In other words, they wanted to put the crown before the cross. There would be no salvation for any of us. He wouldn't have any subjects in his kingdom because we'd all be non-believers or spiritually dead. And because he went through what he went through, he has been exalted to the right hand and he inherits all things. He is the heir of all things, and he will distribute the spoils of victory to believers according to their standing in the plan of God. So hang in there. Hang in there. Stick with this. See this through. And had Adam not sinned, there would have been no need for a Savior, as the race would have been sinless, and the angelic conflict would then and there have been resolved, and Satan would have been booted with his angels into the lake of fire. It's over. But we went down this path of some 7,000 years of history. So Christ restores what Adam forfeited, and God's purpose is realized in those who live outside the city in natural but immortal bodies. Now, the original generation, their parents, millennial saints, they had to be saved and reworked genetically. So their offspring would be born outside this curse of spiritual death. Because if you're born without a sin nature, you don't get tabbed with spiritual death, and you don't need to become a believer in that way. Hence, Jesus Christ bypassed the STA. Those who reside in the city reign over those on the outside, enjoying the fellowship of those who periodically visit the New Jerusalem. We're going to have great fellowship, great relationships. You're going to meet a lot of people. You say, I can't hardly remember some I meet. You're going to have a better brain, a way better brain. All the synapses are going to work. It's going to be supercharged. Your capacity for processing and knowing information will be staggering. Those who live as Adam might have are the product of the millennial saints, which means someone living today will survive the trib. They'll go into the trib because they're not saved yet. They'll survive the trib as a believer and enter the eternal phase of the kingdom in a natural body. You wouldn't know who they were, of course, but you might get in the millennium and say, "Hey, Mr. Johnson, remember I came to your shop? Yeah, and I got the hell out of America, and it was a pain in the butt. Everything was tough." But I just kept listening to the announcements and whatever I could get, and got me a Bible. And I had a lot of close calls, but I made it to the millennium. How you doing? Wouldn't that be funny? It would be great. It will happen with people, for sure. And of course, our founding parents, Adam and Eve, will live under the superior conditions of resurrected saints. You'll get to see Adam, you get to see Eve. All these people you studied in the Bible and others. I don't know what our conversations will consist of as far as our memories are concerned with regard to the past. No curse means no death, no pain in childbirth, as well as all those other negatives man is beset by, thorns and thistles. And what kind of animals are we going to have in the new world? I don't know. I know we'll have no sun and no moon and no stars. I know we'll have no ocean. The whole landmass, however mammoth it is. And you and I will have an actual residence in the New Jerusalem. I don't think you're going to have to, do no maintenance. We don't have a maintenance company coming in periodically, or a cleaning company coming in periodically. We won't want to redecorate. My SG3 is going to be that I could just go like that and change my suit of clothes. I'm just kidding. Brenda's not in here, so she wouldn't think that's funny at all. All right. I'll see you Sunday. Thank you, Father, for the time together. May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us in Jesus' name. Amen.